From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Arizona's tough new immigration law is getting a lot of attention in Washington today. Mexican President Felipe Calderon is in town on a state visit. He and President Obama have just wrapped up a joint news conference where Mr. Obama called the law misguided.
What I've directed my Justice Department to do is to look very carefully at the language of this law to see whether it comports both with our core values and existing legal standards, as well as the fact that the federal government is ultimately the one charged with immigration policy.
At the start of today's state visit, Calderon criticized Arizona's law. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the welcoming ceremony.
Mexican and American flags dotted the White House grounds as Mexico's president and first lady pulled up on the South Lawn. Both heads of state pledged to cooperate on challenges facing Mexico and the U.S., but only Calderon mentioned Arizona by name. Speaking through an interpreter, he said, "We must create a border that will unite rather than divide us."
We can do so with a community that will promote a dignifying life in an orderly way for both our countries, who are some of them still living here in the shadows, with such laws as the Arizona law that is placing our people to face discrimination.
Tonight, the Obamas host the Calderones for a state dinner, the second of this administration. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
Thailand's prime minister says he's confident his government will soon restore order. He spoke in a televised address on a day marked by rioting and spreading fires in Bangkok after troops cracked down on protesters. A nighttime curfew is in effect in the Thai capital and 23 other provinces, but there are still sporadic clashes. Consumer prices declined in April for the first time in 13 months. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, tumbling energy prices are getting the credit.
The Consumer Price Index is the most widely cited inflation gauge, and in April, consumers saw prices drop by 0.1%. Energy prices fell 1.4%, with gasoline prices dropping even more than that. The only thing that got more expensive in April were recreation and medical care, but just barely. If you subtract volatile food and fuel prices, the core Consumer Price Index rose just 0.9% year over year. That's the smallest increase since 1966. Brian Bethune is an economist at IHS Global Insight.
In my view, the greater risk at this point is deflation rather than inflation.
Which is why he and many other analysts don't expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates anytime soon. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are down. The Dow has fallen 62 points to 10,448. This is NPR. The results of yesterday's primary elections have Republican and Democratic leaders alike looking for lessons to take into November. Senate incumbents and the handpicked party candidates were handed defeats, including veteran Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, and Rand Paul, backed by the Tea Party, won the GOP Senate primary in Kentucky. House Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio says voter discontent is not just about the Tea Party movement alone.
The Tea Party movement continues to grow around the country. As I've said many times, they're but the tip of the iceberg.
An exception is late John Murtha's Pennsylvania House seat. It remains in Democratic hands. Russian and Polish officials investigating the plane crash that killed Poland's president and 95 others say they were passengers in the cockpit before the crash. Although they haven't given a cause for the accident, they say terrorism, technical failure, or an explosion have been ruled out. Here's Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The head of the interstate agency that investigates air crashes in the former Soviet Union said the investigation showed there were non-crew members in the cockpit before the crash. At a news conference announcing the preliminary results of the investigation, Tatiana Anodina said one of the voices had been identified, but others would require more information from the Polish side. President Lech Kaczynski and scores of senior Polish officials were killed in the crash. There has been speculation the pilot was urged to land despite repeated warnings of poor visibility from air traffic control. Poland's representative on the investigation panel said it was unclear whether the non-crew voices heard in cockpit recordings influenced the pilot's decision to try to land. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.